Markets don't like uncertainty, and that's what we have right now in a lot of markets, from the ag markets to whatever. Overnight, soybeans were down hard, like 50 cents. They recovered some, but again, markets don't like knowing what's not going to happen. And I think we have a case of that right now with both countries posturing, negotiating, and we have to wait and see what settles out of this. But again, it's an uncertain time, and that causes concern for the markets and for farmers as well.
What kind of effect could this uncertainty have on farmers, the frontline folks? Does this mean that there might be a lot of price fluctuation, or kind of give us a feel for it for, you know, folks who maybe are not in that particular line of work, if you can kind of put it in layperson's terms, what might be the effect?
Well, after the Chinese came back with their list of items they were going to put a tariff on, including soybeans and hogs, the price of soybeans dropped overnight over 50 cents a bushel. So that gives you an idea of the market not liking what may be happening here. So, yeah, if China quits buying their soybeans from us, and by us, I mean the United States, right now I think about half of our soybeans produced are actually winding up being sold to China. So it would be a loss of a huge market. I think they're going to need some of our soybeans, but they're going to be looking more to South America and Brazil to source their soybeans. And they negotiate just like we negotiate and trying to lower prices. And so far, it seems as to be that's what's happening, lowering the prices of what farmers receive for their products.
You think President Trump is going the right direction, or does he need to do things a little bit differently from your perspective?
Well, I guess from my perspective, I think he's negotiating as a smart businessman. When you put your cards on the table and pick up what works and to put away what doesn't work. But again, in government, everybody sees what you put on the table. And again, that's what causes the uncertainty. And we'll have to see what happens, and what's important is what the countries wind up actually putting tariffs on or not putting tariffs on. So they're still in that negotiating stage. But again, when all the cards are out there, again, there's that uncertainty of not knowing what's going to stay, what's going to go away. And that's what the stage we're in right now.
If you, were able to have 5 minutes with the president or 10 minutes with the president, what would you suggest to him as someone who's actually on the front lines, you're out in the field?
Oh, that's a good question. What I would tell him, I guess, is what you talk about, what you tweet, what you say, the world is watching, the world is listening. And it reacts very, very sharply to what comes out of Washington. So I would urge caution to think through what you're going to do. And I think in the long run, he has the best interest of our country at heart. And we'll have to see how things turn out. But again, I would just urge caution moving ahead and doing what he does and what he doesn't do in terms of negotiating with countries, Canada, Mexico, China. Those are the big three in terms of what we have to work with. We need exports. We produce just too much to consume in our country alone. So we need exports. Exports can be political. And that's where we're at right now.